Cross has taken 17 hostages that were held by Hamas to freedom. The Israelis will be checked first. The exchange had been held up for a few hours after Hamas claimed that Israel was not sticking to its bargain. Qatar and Egypt stepped in to negotiate, and all was eventually resolved, says ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv.
A convoy of the Red Cross bearing 13 Israelis and a number of foreigners crossed out of Gaza and into Egypt on the way to Israel. We understand that there are 8 Israeli minors in that convoy, including the youngest is a 3-year-old. This, of course, paves the way for the next 2 phases of this hostage release and for the release of 39 Palestinians, mostly teenagers, from Israeli jails to the West Bank.
A Red Cross bus carrying nearly 36 Palestinian prisoners released by Israel arrived in the West Bank as part of the exchange. Hundreds of people greeted it, chanting "God is great," and many held and waved Hamas flags. This is ABC News. To protect food supplies, Ukraine needs more air defenses to prevent Russian rockets and bombs from damaging grain export routes, says President Zelensky. International partners are offering help, says U.S. Aid Administrator Samantha Power.
These investments are going to help Ukraine's extraordinary farmers stand up to Russia's aggression. But they are also an investment in Ukraine's long-term future, in the breadbasket that will help feed the world for generations to come.
When it's back to business next week in Congress, says ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
First and foremost, a big conversation about aid to Israel, aid to Ukraine. We've seen this huge request, $100 billion national security request from the White House. Wrapped up in all of this is also a conversation on the border and immigration. We know Republicans want some policy changes on immigration included in any deal, and Democrats know that they're probably going to have to move on that.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. The president is facing growing pressure from his own Democratic colleagues to do more. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music. Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, broadcast from the Mad Radio Studios across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome, everybody. Original local music until midnight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Locally brewed beer, food, and good times. Check them out online at fullmilebeercompany.com. Let's do a double dip of work to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. Oh, we got Jaden James very soon. Can't wait for that. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Civic Media. We are local music with work. That was Crunch. Ignition before that. I tell you what, Work's new CD is also a very good rocker.
Wow.
It's very good. They just had a couple of their CD release shows this past weekend. They've got, let's see here, they got a couple shows coming up. I just had it in front of me. Here it is. So their next show is actually on Friday, December 1st, down at McKinney's Hideout in McHenry, Illinois. And then on the 8th, they'll be in Milwaukee at, it doesn't say the venue here. And then on Saturday, December 9th, they'll be here in Madison at the High Noon Saloon with Jaden James, who we're going to talk to in just a couple of minutes, Rocker.
That's a great segue, Jimmy. We are. We're going to be talking to Jaden James. She's up in Minneapolis, and she'll be coming down here for her show at the High Noon Saloon on December 9th. We'll hear all about that. We also have a special Live in the Lair, Jimmy. You know, Live in the Lair, we've been doing those now since
3 years at least.
Yeah, late 2020. And we have had just a zillion incredible artists performing in the Lair. But we have some incredible artists coming up. Mm. So the 2nd of December is Corey Hart right here in the studio. The 9th is Elizabeth Mary. She'll be coming in with Paul Schluter and I think the drummer. So we're going to have a great band there.
Who's the drummer? Do you know?
Yes.
Is he in high demand?
He's in high demand, Jimmy. And then the 23rd, right before Christmas, Katie Powderly. She comes out from the East Coast.
Looking forward to that one.
That's going to be amazing. The 13th of January, Blame It on Kane, Milwaukee rock band coming out here. The 20th of January, the Almas. We just spoke to them last week.
They were just on, yeah.
And they're going to be playing here. That's going to be amazing. They just won Rock Group of the Year in the Josie Awards down in Nashville. Then, Jimmy, from Milwaukee, The Listening Party on the 3rd of February. I know they're one of your favorites.
Indeed.
And then Joe Richter, Secret Menu, the UW Mad Hatters, who we just talked to, and Kaylin Cole is going to be making an appearance. So we've got a lot of stuff coming up. Now, tonight, I was telling you, we're going to have a little bit of a special.
Yeah.
Well, Tani Diakite, he was supposed to play tonight, and he had to, unfortunately, reschedule. So I put together this little kind of clips of
Best Of.
Best Of, and we're going to be listening to songs that were performed right here on Max Inc. Radio Live from the People Brothers Band, Pine Travelers, Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets, Katie Scullin, Adem Test Fay, Mascot Theory, a whole bunch of bands, Jimmy.
It's going to be pretty cool. That's coming up at 9 o'clock tonight.
That is.
Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. MoveToMadison.com. Can I just indulge just for a second?
You can. You may.
The Axe is back in Madison.
Makes me want to jump around, Jimmy.
I thought about doing the jump around for this. This is actually my favorite. This is actually my favorite Badger band song, if you want to be a Badger.
Yeah.
It just puts a smile on my face every time I hear it. I don't know the hand singles, though. Congratulations to the Badgers. You had a challenging year, but you came, you finished strong. We're going to go bowling, and it's going to be awesome. And we got the Axe back in Madison. That's really all that matters there. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Rocker, we were talking about small businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier. Have you, and Alice is also with us tonight here in the studio. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jimmy.
So, Rocker, any small businesses other than we've talked about that you've been to lately that you've liked?
Well, there's two that I would bring up, actually, that I think are really good local businesses for musicians, right? Because we're a music show. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were just talking to Dave Eck from Waxy Poodle.
Yes.
And so Waxy Poodle is a record plant. They actually press the records right here. They take the piece of, what is it? I don't know. You said a disc, right?
It's a disc of wax.
A disc of melted wax and press it together, right? They do that right here in Madison. So for musicians who are looking for vinyl, I'd say that's a great local business. And the other one that I would mention, Jimmy, is Ginter.
I was just going to say Ginter.
Ginter Guitars.
He just had a write-up on Madison.com or NBC or something like that.
He sold over 17,000 guitars now. I mean, he's coming to McDonald's level.
Yeah.
I mean,
20 billion serve. Greg Ginter, Guitar Shop Imagine, or Wisconsin.
And that place just has, I mean, if you can't find it in guitars, it doesn't exist. I mean, the amount of stuff that he has in that building is actually amazing. Everybody should go there, even if you don't play guitar, just to look at it all.
The display at Ginter's is pretty impressive. I've been in there a couple of times. I used to deliver Maximum Inks there.
Of course.
Back in the day. Ginter, so two things about Ginter. First of all, he's probably one of the world's largest Last Crack fans. Because, yeah. And you know, of course, I bring that up because we do Essential Last Crack
at
11 o'clock. But also, he's a really good guitar tech on stage. I've seen Last Crack a couple of times. I think I at a Magic 7 show where he was the guitar tech, and he was Johnny on the spot every Always. Single time.
Yes. That's Greg.
You have personal experience with it, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, with that. And, you know, Greg has actually helped us with bands that have come in from out of town for Atwood Fest. So especially when they need, you know, Marshall Stacks, you know, he's got it. So
it's amazing.
Yep.
What is your small business preference right now? What's your favorite small business in Madison or in Wausau, Green Bay, wherever you are? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app while we do the Rascal Theory. You got me on Max Inc. Radio.
Drop your oven blade.
Max Inc on Civic Media. We are local music. The Rascal Theory there, and you got me. Original local music until midnight tonight. Stick around. We got Live in the Lair. It's a best of tonight. And Jaden Jane, she joins us next on Max Inc Radio.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Something happens to me every time we kiss.
in Your Love. Jaden James on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music. It's like gold in my ears. It's so good. Jaden James. I don't forget, Max Inc. Heavy's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Got a lot of good music in there, including a brand new song from Revolution X Rocker.
Jimmy, Jaden James is a vivacious, outspoken, body-positive singer-songwriter, artist, and producer out of Minneapolis who frequents music Madison often enough to be local with an upcoming show at the High Noon Saloon on December 9th on the phone with us to tell us all about the show and more is Jaden James. Jaden, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. It feels so good to be called a local of Madison. I can't tell you, like, how much that means to me.
Well, you know, it's true. And I love the new music, Jaden. It sounds so good.
Thank you so much. It's still, like, being on hold and hearing Your Love, like, through the phone. I gotta say, it sounds good. Through the phone.
That's a prelude to, in, like, 20 years when it's used as Muzak in an elevator somewhere.
Truly a dream.
Wow. You know, Jaden, I think that the first time that I saw you play was, I want to say 2016, maybe at the Goodman campus, the Goodman Center, at a fundraiser there.
Yeah.
And that's when I first discovered Jaden, and we brought her into Atwood Fest.
Yes.
And geez,
I remember that Atwood Fest performance like it was yesterday. It was magical.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I love Atwood Fest. I mean, I just love the Madison area. I've been really lucky to, you know, do things like Goodman and Willie Street, and I just love it. It's just such an eclectic, music-loving scene. So,
it is. Well, Jaden, you are from one of the big music cities in the country. Tell us about how you got your start in music and what it was like early in your career cutting your teeth in a strong music scene like Minneapolis.
Yeah, so I'm going to be honest, my folks, I'm from Northeast Minneapolis, so just like a first ring suburb of Minneapolis, it's called St. Anthony, and my folks didn't know anything about local music, but my mom was an activity director at a nursing home, and so I grew up on a piano bench next to her, and it's where I learned a bunch of Westerns and show tunes and standards. If you hear like a lot of heavy breathing, I have a rescue dog. And he can't stand when I'm on the phone. Like this is just like when he decides it's his time to be very annoying. So if you hear heavy breathing, it's not me.
All right.
But in any case, so I grew up next to her on the piano bench, and that's really where I learned just like great songwriting, right? And that was my school. And then my grandmother showed me The Bodyguard. She lived in Eagle River, and I spent summers with her a lot. And I just wanted to be Whitney Houston. That was like my dream ever since I was like 6 or 7. And then I realized I wasn't Whitney Houston. that ego death. But my family, because most of us are from smaller town Midwest, didn't really understand that there is like a music industry outside of Beyonce and, you know, Michael Jackson, like that there are places that live music happens and that it actually is its own community. You know, once you're in the live music scene, it's a whole other thing. And there's lots of block parties and festivals and fairs that I just don't think that like people that don't enter into it don't know about, and that's okay, but I do. It's very bad, as you guys also know. And so I ended up getting into a really crappy relationship, as some human beings do, and it ended up being a pretty violent affair, and I survived. And when I got out, I was 23 and realized that if I didn't start a band, if I didn't do like what my heart and what my dream was of not being Whitney Houston, but being a white girl from the Midwest who could sing, then I'd regret my life. And so it's really started from there. It was just like, I can't regret. I have to just do. And I found out just how serious and how much I love it in the last 10 years.
So
that's the story in short.
What was your first band? What was the name of it? What kind of band was it?
The first band I ever had was a duo in college with my very good friend Kim, who's actually my manager now. We have such a great story of how we've come to where we're at now, but she heard me singing around a fire and she was like, you can sing. And I was like, no, I can't. And she was like, we're going to do a band. So it was just me and her in coffee shops. And then that really got my appetite wet for other endeavors. And so that's when I started The Hunger. And that's the band that you saw at the Goodman Center.
That's right.
And that was comprised of folks that when I got out of that terrible relationship, I mean, I called everybody I knew in town and I was like, do you have a saxophone? Do you have a kazoo? Like, what do you got? Like, we're going to do it.
A saxophone and a kazoo.
Right. And I was like, because I didn't know anybody in the music scene. I didn't know, I didn't have connections. You know, all of life is connections and who you know. Yep. And so really from there, it was like I started that band and we did that for 5 years and it was a lot of joy. And also I just wanted more creative control and people were also growing up and, you know, people wanted to not be out of the state 3 weekends out of every month. And I did. So things just changed where it was time to graduate. And so like, you know, I love that group. Some of my favorite, most fun memories are from that group.
It was like a great band. Changed.
Thank you. Yeah, I think so too. And I'm still like very close with many of those people. Like I said, like, God, I mean, at one point we had like 12 folks on stage. It was just a really special time. And then I wanted to write different music. I wanted to have songs that didn't have horns in them because The Hunger had like a 5-piece horn section. Mm-hmm. And I just had to like, you know, spread out a little bit more. And like I said, have a little bit more control. And with that came like, I can play with my lineup. People don't get their feelings hurt if I'm like, sorry, you're not coming to this one.
Right.
Whereas with The Hunger, it was like so family oriented that it's like, you know, if I wanted to have a 3-piece, it was like, well, they're just going to show up anyway. Like, I couldn't do anything without everyone, you know?
That's a great story. Jaden James joins us here on Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. Jaden, one of the things I love about you, and the reason I'm kind of a big fan other than the music itself, is that you're very confident. You're very body positive. You're outspoken, and you're a defender of LGBTQ rights. Tell us about that mission, that message that you have as Jaden James.
Sure. So my whole life, I've been told I've been outspoken. I mean, there are pictures of me looking very intense and, you know, lots of stories of me saying, like, the president isn't my boss. Because I was trying to watch cartoons and my grandpa was trying to watch, you know, the president address the United States. But I feel like for the most part, you know, being that I'm queer and I'm fat and I'm a woman, like I'm not unusual. I'm not the only one. In fact, most, if you put all the marginalized people together, we don't fit in a perfect, like, white box that the American dream, I think, that we think of fits in. I think, you know, there's a lot of weirdos. Most of us are very weird. And so being, you know, a defender of queer folks, of LGBTQ plus, because I am one, you know, it's because I am queer and I am just as, you know, worthy of family and community and love. And I think that most people are, you know, I believe in dignity and respect for everyone. And unfortunately, I don't feel like that is happening yet. So something that I think about a lot is freedom. I am a big fan of freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom to not be ridiculed or hated for our religious beliefs or our ideologies, as long as we're not hurting someone or ourselves, I say yes.
You know what? Freedom. You know what's funny? You know what's funny about that, Jaden and Rocker, is that I think everybody would agree with what you just said, but for some reason, there's a fraction of people that agree with that, but only if it pertains to them. Because if you're different from them, then they're going to hate on you. It's kind of stupid, Rocker. I don't know.
It's goofy. So I put it like this too. There's two examples I use where it's like, I can see a white straight guy running down the road without a shirt on, glistening in the sun on a summer's day. And I have envy because I can't do that.
You're welcome.
For any reason. Right? You know, I would be arrested. I would be sexualized. I would, you know, all these things. I could be followed. I have been followed. Most women have been. And it's this thing of like, I don't see that being achievable, right? But like learning lessons, another example I use a lot is one of my day jobs is working on a call center, and we get a lot of people that speak other languages. And we would have Somali folks call in, and they always sounded so angry and mad to me. But then I learned through having like interpreters on those calls that they weren't angry and they weren't mad. It's like German. It's like a very like, you know, accentuized, that's not a word, but I made it up. It's very powerful language. And it like really opened up my eyes to even the fears that I have about other folks and how that could like that idea of like, oh, I just didn't know that that's how that language sounds until I knew. And so I try to apply that to folks that are afraid of other people. And that's really where like the violence and hate comes from. So I try to have empathy across the board because like you said, I think most people want freedom and love and community, and they will seek out that their entire lives and protect it with all that they have, you know?
Wow.
So,
well, that's a great mission, and we're so happy that you are out there doing that because you are very good at it. But now we want to hear about your latest record. Tell us about your latest record because you have a new one out, don't you?
I got a new one out. I just put it out last spring, but I think for the next 5 years, I'm going to say, like, I put it out yesterday. Like, it just came out. It's brand new. I put Loving You So Hard out last spring, and it is what I think of as kind of my house that I healed in. So I've been through a lot. I'm a survivor of domestic abuse. I've lost a lot of friends from, you know, fentanyl addiction to car accidents on the road on tour. You know, just to people that I love so dearly, and I've lost them. So these songs are really a culmination of the kind of in between the hunger and when Jaden went solo, and also just other relationships. But I think too, it's like, I think folks that have PTSD or they've lived through traumatic experiences, it's easy for other people to think, or even themselves, to think like, I'm broken now. And that's it. There's nothing else. And life is this funny thing that it keeps going, and that you have the opportunity, you have the endless opportunity to learn. And Loving You So Hard, I didn't know that was going to be the name of the album until like, I don't know, a month before I put it out, which freaked everyone out that I was like, I don't know what the name of it is. I have no idea what it is. Because it really felt like the roof over the house. Like every song was either I'm loving myself so hard or I'm loving somebody else
right
so hard, you know. And I just love the kind of like love being soft, and of course like hard being this other part of me that people see all the time, that they're like, your stage presence and you're so confident. And it's like, I am those things because after everything I've been through, all I wanted to be was like Superwoman, and I wanted to be the scariest thing that no one would mess with.
You want to be Whitney Houston.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like, you know, bigger and scarier and not as good of a singer, but that's okay. It's all right.
Jade, that's a great story. But, we're running just a little short on time here. We want to make sure no, that's okay. We love talking to you. We want to talk about the show you have coming up here in Madison at the High Noon Saloon. It's on December 9th. You're playing with Texas Toast and Work. Now, we know Work. We just played some Work here earlier. Tell us about this Texas Toast band.
Yeah, Texas Toast, you've got members from People Brothers Band. So Scotty Lochner. I don't know if he wants people to know that he's like kind of a leader. I don't know. Like, when you have a band name.
Like, it's out now. Like, it's out. You just broke the news.
Don't tell anyone. But it's... when you have a band name like Texas Toast, I feel like they're all from like incredible bands from around the Midwest that we all know, like Barbaro too. And they're just all incredible songwriters and players. And you know, they are more like Western country. Of course, there's going to be some like other vibes in there. But they're a great band. And I love Western music. That's like, it's Whitney Houston and Willie Nelson. And so I was like, what kind of sandwich can I put together with Texas Toast? And
I love
like,
that.
If we get work in there, it's going to work.
Yes.
And I'm really excited. I'm really excited for the night.
Their new album is really good. Jaden, it is an honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time with us tonight here on Max Inc. Radio. Congratulations on the new album. And we'll see you on December 9th at the High Noon Saloon.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thanks for, you know, letting me get on my soapbox a little bit.
Anytime.
That's awesome.
We'll hook up an hour talk show. We'll have it with Jaden James, and we'll have a whole hour with you.
Love it.
Love it. Thank you, Jaden. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks, guys.
You've Got This Way is Jaden James on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Girls, we just love to cry. Out here playing victim all the time. With a body like this, it's no surprise. Took me too long to see you're a bad guy. You've got this way. Oh yes you do. Of making me stay. Oh, you've got this way. Oh yes you do. Of making me stay.
You've Got This Way.
You've Got This Way.
Jaden James on Max Inc. Radio. Thank you so much to Jaden James for calling in tonight and being part of the show. Her new music is just fantastic. And, you know, we're talking about supporting small businesses. Maybe go out and buy some Jaden James merch or her new album right now. Just find her on the socials. Just search for Jaden James, J-A-E-D-Y-N, James. Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you on this Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, Rocker, we were talking about supporting small businesses. Let's talk about one that's close to our hearts, to our hearts anyway. That's Civic Media. They're brand new. They're a small business here in Wisconsin. And, you know, if there are small businesses out there, you know.
They're the smallest, biggest radio station around.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can support them. Listen during the week. If you're a small business and want to get some advertising, effective advertising, hit up Civic Media. They'll help you out. Rocker, you have a business that you want to talk about as well.
You know, Jimmy, I was out at a restaurant I thought that was really good. They're called Primal Q. Hmm. And, you know, as it turns out, the owner, he saw us come in, right? And we were looking around and we didn't know how to order.
Where is it?
It's in Sun Prairie.
Okay.
And it's around on Highway N, so it's kind of like through Sun Prairie by the high school, right?
Okay.
The owner was really cool. He just came up to us, started talking to us right away, and we had a whole conversation with him before we ordered. And then he actually sat at our table for a while, and we talked to him. He was great. And we talked to the radio and said, hey, you should come in and talk here, because he's a veteran, so it's a veteran-owned business. And they just make incredible brisket and ribs and chicken.
Yum.
And it's all, yeah, smoked. It's a barbecue place.
Barbecue, soul food.
Barbecue owned by a veteran. So it's a veteran-owned place. And it was pretty cool. I saw it, you know, because our senator, Melissa Agard.
We got to fly.
She was there.
She was there. All right. Live in the lair coming up.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson.